Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey friends, I now break the audio podcast up into Act 1 and Act 2 every day. I explain why I do that in today's show, but it's real simple. This is Act 1 right here, and then it finishes, and then Act 2 immediately starts playing, or you click on it whenever you want. So, two entries onto the free podcast platform every day, Act 1 and Act 2. It's the same show, it's just divided up over two Acts, Act 1 and Act 2. Here you go. Enjoy this and thank you so much. Hello, everyone. I wish I was starting the show on with a better frame of mind and under better circumstances, but the corndog queen has snapped. You know, and sometimes that happens, and I don't fault anybody when they're pushed so far that they crack. That is something I would never want to happen. As it goes, this comes up because yesterday on this show, I talked to you about how I thought that she is grossly underpaid. Horribly. $70,000 a year is just not enough. And I think she's in a spot where, do you remember the whole Britney Spears thing? Oh, I forgot what that is called, a guardianship or a conservatorship or something like that. And everybody's like, free Britney, free Britney. I think there's a little bit of that going on. Or what's that other thing when you're kind of like brainwashed into the people who are treating you a way that is subpar, and you accept it as, oh, well, this is good. This is the way I should be treated. I mean, I'm not a psychological expert here, but I have a feeling that there might be some of this going on. Jeremy calls that, so does Mike and David, Stockholm Syndrome. Okay, all right, I guess. I mean, I've heard of it, but thank you for the assistance. Now, she rushed to Reddit yesterday after, on this show, I uttered out that I thought she was being hosed over the dollar amount that she's making. And I talked about it candidly. I said $70,000 a year is not enough to host a syndicated radio show. And right away, there's a lot of this, well, she's not a host. She's not. I'm like, well, okay, look. I don't give a shit what it says on the goddamn website. I'm basing this on the ultimate test, my ears. All right. She has all of the qualities that anyone has on that show all into one person. She can drive the content with her wit. She's hilarious. She can be a leader of the show, you know, like the person who talks in and out of the segments. And she does do that. Like if fucking Free Bear has another court case to attend to because of, fucking various custody bullshit going on with his wife, the former Mrs. Lutz, and all that shit. And she runs the show. That's what Jeremy says. She can even run the board. Hot Wings can't do that. Hot Wings is the epitome of useless. He is eternally useless. He has been for years. There was a short period of time when he wasn't, but he doesn't even try. We all know this. So I'm of the opinion, and that, and a little bit of background, there was a moment, I'll never forget it. We were, Freebird and I were in the lobby of the radio station. It used to be one building. We were in this like garden terrace area of the Huntington Bank building downtown. And he says, hey, we got to have a talk. What? I want to cut Hot Wings pay. You do? Yeah. He doesn't do anything. He hasn't done anything. Now, Greg is of the opinion, is really kind of an old school mentality that you got to do the equal amount of work to get equal amount of pay. And I was not about that. I was like, well, I don't know if it, I mean, really? We built the show how we built it. It does it really matter at this stage of the game who's doing what? I was on Hot Wings' side. I go, he goes, yeah, I want to give you and I more and him less. He's so thrown in the towel. I go, well, what do you mean by that? Well, he shows up right before the show. He doesn't provide any links. I go, well, I don't provide any links. I show up before the show. And he goes, yeah, but you're a content driver. You have the ability to just walk in and tell us something ridiculous about your life. And I'm like, well, that's very kind of you to say. I appreciate that. But I don't know, man. I think to me at this stage of the game where we've grown this show, this is probably 2015. To me, it doesn't make much sense to do it like this. I mean, there is also so much time spent with each other. I don't think anybody wants to fuck anybody in the ass. We got down to the final minute, and Greg was going to pull the trigger on this deal, and I managed to talk him out of it. A few months later, he lumped me in with Hot Wings and said, I want more money. Mike Novak said I did more work than you guys. I want more points. So now I'm in the same boat as Hot Wings. Okay, hang on. We'll get back to you. I had conversation. I've talked about this before. I've had conversations with Hot Wings. I go, what do you want to do? Well, we agreed to give him a lump sum and points. I go, yeah, it's stepping over nickels to pick up dollars. If he's disgruntled, that doesn't help anybody. Let's just do it. Who gives a shit? We're making a goddamn king's ransom to begin with. And so this happened. No big deal. But at this point, I'm lumped in with Hot Wings. That, to me, that was the big takeaway there. By the way, on the subreddit, there was all sorts of comments about, there's no way EZ made north of 460. No, I did. And if I have to, piss me off enough on that, and I'll fucking take a goddamn document to show you. I'll show you the tax return, asshole. We were killing it. And they're killing it now. She makes $70,000 a year. She rushed to Reddit to talk about this. Now, I don't want to look like a goddamn chump. And I don't know why she's defending these people. She shouldn't say anything. She's getting hosed. Why are you doing this, you idiot? Shut the fuck up. If you'd be quiet for once and play your cards right, they'll probably hear about this and want to give you a raise. If you leave that show, they're sunk. All right? Sunk. Mike asks, could Freebeer be behind it? Like, hey, this was going on. You got to defend us. I don't know. I mean, I don't know Greg at all. I used to, but he's a changed dude. Okay? He's a weird, weird, weird dude. I got this information because I was talking to Ross, and in a conversation, he said, yeah, she's getting hosed. I go, I know she's getting hosed. So I don't think he's making it up. To me, he's a nice guy and makes a lot of sense on a lot of things. I don't have any problem with that guy. He's, to me, passed the sniff test. Kelly has not passed the sniff test with me. I'd need to sniff her more in order to pass the sniff test. I've sniffed him a lot. He passes the sniff test. Now, maybe he's missing some of the details, but that's the info I got. He's given me a lot of nuggets of information, but only two that I care to talk about. The dollar amount that's just horrible that she's getting paid, and the fact that she's getting ready. Town Square said, all right, we're going to throw you a bone and give her a show. So that is awesome, in my opinion. It's about time we get a couple women on there, even though one of them is useless. That would be Maitland. Girl Date with Kelly and Mate is going to premiere soon, and I sure hope it does, because I talked about it, and I don't want to look like an asshole again. But the Corndog Queen is, after I talked about it on my show, I think it was Tofus ran to the Reddit subreddit and announced, you misogynistic fucks, pay her. And I'm like, you're goddamn right, pay her. And that's where we picked this up. This is his post. Pay Kelly more money, you misogynistic fucks. He wrote, Kelly makes $70,000 a year. She does the most lifting on that show, and she only gets $70,000. Way to go, misogynistic. Way to be misogynistic, you pair of fragile cunts. No wonder both of your wives left you. Fucking trash. Well, now that's all very harsh. I don't know if I would have gone that hard. But this is where it gets fucking intense. Because the Corndog Queen has weighed in. She writes, unfucking believable. Y'all just blindly believe everything you see on the internet. And I'm not just pointing this at you, original poster, but to whoever thinks you have any idea of my salary, and anyone blindly bashing the others on the show because you choose to blindly believe whatever source this came from. Now, I don't know why she took the long way there. Just be a woman and say what's up. EZ talked about my salary after talking to Ross. Well, tough shit. Of course I believe him. I believe everything he's told me so far. Again, some of the things I've mentioned, like Girl Date and this, and all the other things I haven't mentioned because I was asked not to. She writes, I'm paid by the media company. Why does she write like this? I'm paid by Compass. I'm paid by the media company that I work for. So she's referring to Town Square. I'm paid by Town Square and FBHW's parent company. I take it back. She's saying she's paid by Compass and Freeburn Hot Wings parent company. So Compass and Town Square. I get two paychecks that more than match what I made in Atlanta. Well, that's not saying much, okay? She's taken the long way again to confirm that she makes $70,000 a year. That's what she's doing. Because at no point in this does she say, like, dollar amount. Because it's embarrassing, and I don't blame her. But don't act like you're, like, rolling in the dough without even saying what you're making. Okay. She says, on top of that, I get paid every week for every commercial you hear my voice on in every affiliate city. Yeah, that's not true. That's 100% wrong. That's not the way the business works. It's not set up that way. There's no way they have the infrastructure to go up. Let's see, Evansville, Indiana. They aired the so-and-so spot. That means you get $2. Come on. this show is heard in some of the smallest markets in America. Don't act like you're rolling in the dough with some big pile of cheddar because your ad for whatever, and you don't do any. You don't. The only ads you voice are for local spots, you know, and you're getting a talent fee maybe when you show up at these from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Frank's Cheese Emporium. And you're getting like $80. So don't tell me all this bullshit. I know how the goddamn network works. I help make it. She adds, this crock of bullshit. On a good sales year, I could live off that money alone. 100% fabrication. Bullshit. On top of that, I've gotten multiple raises from Free Beer and Hot Wings, and I get bonuses from them twice a year, too. They more than take care of me. Why are you defending these people? As far as, quote, where did the salaries of former show members go? That's a question for the media company. Yeah, I know where it goes. Greg and Chris's pockets. You idiot. Quit being stupid. I get paid for what I do and the success of the show since I've been on it. Shut it down. Ugh. Y'all are out here making yourselves look desperate for fake conversations around my life yet again, she yells. What a crock of shit. What are you doing? Oh, this is so bad. Ugh. Mike says, I wonder where Steve is at. Freebeer said a while ago that they pay him like three times as much as they did when he started. That's the thing. One of the problems with this business model of Greg and Chris is these positions that they have people in, they should be priced out. Steve's position, you're now overpaying for someone. They don't have the funds to keep growing like that exponentially, which is probably why they keep Kelly at the pile of shit cash that she makes. All right. So, I will say that of all of the information that I gather regularly, straight from someone who should know, I seriously doubt that Ross doesn't have any idea. He's had to hear her. He doesn't have to anymore. But he's had to hear her bitch incessantly about how underpaid she is. Okay? So why she suddenly decided that she's going, she should have just stayed quiet. This is horrible. Kenny says the extra money is now in their ex's pockets. Adam says she is heard on a commercial in Lansing for a medical facility. I know what you're talking about. I've heard it. So how that works is the local radio stations reach out and they say, hey, will you do an ad for Pedro's medical instruments? We'll pay you this. It's a flat fee. Chris says that third mic must breed gaslighting. Kenny says, does this mean you're on her shit list now, Eric? Yeah, maybe right now, but I think once she sees the light and knows that I'm here to help her, she's going to realize that this is very, very important that she starts to think like me. The quicker you start to think like me, the better off you will be in this industry. I've said this before and I'll say it again. You are an absolute rarity. So act like it. Quit falling in line with the status quo. You've got a perfect opportunity to blaze your own path. And Free Beer and Hot Wings, I know you listen. Pay. I do also know that Kelly listens. Because every time I have a bit of content like this, she gets pissed off and calls fucking Ross to bitch at him. And he's like, I got no reason to talk to you, woman. We're done. So you're kind of in a bad spot. I highly recommend that you reach out to me and you come on this show. All right. And you start your own show. You're so incredibly underpaid. You can do this. You can put out your own content and make a hell of a lot more. Man. Tophus says, did you see all the simps on that Reddit thread? I did. And I really, the one guy who pissed me off who kept saying, no, EZ didn't make $460,000. Like, you fucking idiot. God damn. How much? What do you want? You want me to actually publish my tax return? Linda says she needs a vocal coach first. I don't think she does. I think she worries about that later, if that's even a thing to worry about. I don't even care anymore about the, fucking birth defect that she has that makes her talk that way. I don't even give a shit. It's kind of like Michael Strahan with his lisp. I don't care that Michael Strahan has a lisp anymore. I don't care if the R's are crispy anymore. All right. Tophus says it's almost endearing. So true. So true. Kelly, why are you even in the subreddit reading this trash? Let the trash people post their trash. You don't need to be in here defending your salary. It's nobody's business. Oh, who gives a fuck whose business it is? It's not our fault that you're getting screwed and everybody wants to help you. Quit ruining it for the other women in the industry. That's all you're doing. C-Bear 495 adds, I think Kelly goes on the air with her own show and goes in competition with FBHW, perhaps. It'd be wonderful. Oh, she'd kill it. Chris says, I still vote for Cheese and Zane in the AM. Yeah. Okay. Yes, please. Thank you. This is an open-ended invitation for Kelly Cheese. You have carte blanche here. Your money is no good. You get in on this show now, and we start. Leave that shit show. That's what you need to do.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Seabear says, Cheese and Zane, I love the idea. Tofa says, no shit. I think she has more talent than Freebear and Hot Wings, and she should get more money. I bet she's pretending to be mad, but you know damn well she's thinking it. Yeah, I knew she was full of shit when she's talking about, oh, yeah, I get paid every time my ad gets played in Green Bay. What the fuck are you talking about? That's not how it happens at all. What happens is Peter goes, this is real simple. Don't overthink it. They don't have the infrastructure to get you a coin from every plane in every market. There's no way that's set up. What happens is you've got a group of salespeople that worked for Compass Media. Here's the product, the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. They go to Coca-Cola. Hey, Coca-Cola, do you want to advertise? Coca-Cola says, okay, how many people? Well, we have a potential reach of 3 million people based on all of these radio stations. Okay, let's price it out at $65 an ad. That ad for Coca-Cola then appears all on all these stations. Greg and Chris get about 52% of that. Peter gets a high percentage too, 46, 47%. Steve gets a percentage. Kelly may get a percentage. We're talking small amounts of small dollar amounts. If Peter calls up and says, hey, will you do an ad for Polident toothpaste, whitening toothpaste, will you do that? Yeah, hey, I'm Kelly Cheese for Polident, and I get my teeth whiter by using this toothpaste. She might get a little more, but it's the same percentages. But those are rare. You just don't hear about those because it's easier for the people at Compass to just sell whatever ad. Hey, have a Coke and a smile. Their own ads. You don't understand how this works. You're being convinced that one thing's happening and it's not. Seabear says, I don't think Kelly is that blind as people make her out to be. I'll jump in here. Pertaining to what? She seems like she is smart enough to notice what the fuck is happening. Just my opinion. Yeah, I guess that's concerning what? I agree with you. She's smart. I mean, she's not like Maitland, who is that poor thing. Again, 100% talentless. And that's, again, it's not to be mean. It's just she's not good. Cute girl. And polite. That's it. That doesn't mean she's good at radio. To what's going on with salary and whatnot. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. Mike adds, all this makes me think of the you're the host, it's your show debacle from months ago. Oh, no. By the way, not to blue ball you, but I know what was said after the mics went off. Oof. Oh, my God. All right. That's where we are on that. I think she needs to cool her. You need to cool your jets. Don't run over to Reddit. If you don't want people to know, if you don't want people to get your goat, don't show them where it's hid. And you just did. Tyler says if she's really making the money she deserves, and let's see her hot tub to prove it. She doesn't have a fucking hot tub. Exactly. She's underpaid. I don't give a shit what she says. She's underpaid. She needs more money. Greg and Chris need to give her more money. And you notice that in that post she made, she didn't once say how much she makes. She, in fact, confirmed that some of her money, she gets two paychecks, one from Town Square and one from Compass, which is what I said. I didn't make it up. And I got the exact numbers of how much from each. Uh, C. Bear says, I think she should call you and get continued support. Oh, absolutely. Ross suggested that she come on the podcast, my podcast. Actually, her and Ross on my podcast. And I will mediate this discussion. That's what she needs to do. If she were smart, she'd do that. Tofa says, if she wasn't underpaid, she wouldn't be so damn mad. I don't think, Kelly, that... I think I'm 100% accurate on the dollar amount. But since you listen, I know that for a fact. You should be making, right now, $200,000 a year for what you do. Are you telling me... The Moneybags 1 and Moneybags 2 are the only hosts of the show, and they do nothing. And there's four people producing the show? Four? What do you do? A couple of posts on social media? Edit a promo here and there? Cut a new back width or something like that? Make a music bed? Yeah, who gives a shit about that stuff? The important thing is you talk on the mic and you make people go, what? You put asses in the seats and you're not being paid for that. And then Tofus adds, and don't get mad at us. We're on your side. Exactly. Time out. We're Team Kelly. What a crock of shit. You can't go and have a goddamn temper tantrum to the people who are trying to help you. And enough with the silly veiled references. Just say what's on your mind. Quit being such a pussy. Seabear says, easy, if you could say something constructive to Kelly right now, what would that be? I just did. Constructively quit being a pussy. March into there, say, I need more money. And if they don't pay you, quit. Walk out. Quit worrying about what's going to happen. Fuck, you could flip on Facebook Live and make enough right there in one showing than what would pay you in a week. You've got thousands of people who follow you. Quit with this fucking shrinking violet act. That's not you. My God. All right. Palate cleanser time. Easy. I'm going to go tinkle and come back and continue the show. Hang tight. Look at Darla. All right. Poor Darla has had a rough couple of days. It's a simple process. If she's crying, she has to go potty. You gotta let her out. I made that mistake the other day. I mean, she's all about it. She'll run to the door crying. It's time to go. I learned the hard way that when you don't do that, the poor thing will take a dump in the house and then she's embarrassed and she eats it. And I just feel so terrible. Can you imagine? That's your life. All you can't open doors, and you need somebody just open a door for you. And you're doing all the right things, and then you're worried about what will happen to you. And it's not like anything's gonna happen to Darla if she craps in the house. It's not like I'm gonna pull a fucking Stu McAllister on her. Today, I sat down to do the radio show. She's crying at the door. I said to Pooh Bear, I go, she's crying. I got to get on the air. You got to let her out. Did she? No. Now, I was seated right here, and in my headphones, I can hear, oh, let me out, you fucking bitch.
fucking gotta take a shit. Fucking bitch.
And it stops. And it didn't stop because Diana got up and let the fucking dog out. No, it stopped because she shit. She went to the, okay. She goes in the, she pushes the bathroom door open. And on the hard floor, she shits and then she eats it. But, you know, it's not 100% gone. There's still some fucking poo-poo Picasso on the floor, on the fucking ceramic tile. So I walk in and I got bare feet and I step right in it. The first thing I do is I smell because there's some, like, uh-oh. And then I look down and sure enough, you know, like when you open up a container of fudge swirl ice cream, it's all swirled in there. That's what the floor looks like. So I got to clean that up. I'm like, ah, fucking shit. First, I wipe off my feet. Hey, I'm going to wipe my ass and feet today. Go get the cleaner, clean it. C-Bear says, you still work for the morning show, EZ? Haven't been on your podcast in a while. No, no, it's I do morning radio on a station in northern Michigan called Q100 from here. So it's heard like way up north. And then I start the podcast at 10 a.m. So that's what's up. So that's a bummer. I just feel so bad for her. You know you really love your dog if your dog eats shit or has eaten shit. Even if a dog is eating, because some people, if they have a dog and the dog eats shit, they're going to go and like relinquish the dog, give it up for adoption or something like that. Not here. Hang on.
Oh, God.
Not in this household, no. Jeremy says, it's honestly crazy how many of EZ's stories involve poop issues. Oh, I know. You know how like the Burger King, it's always about flooding the house? For me, it's always, you know, Monday, I shit my pants. Tuesday, we clog the toilet in the RV with shit. Wednesday, Diana shit her pants. Thursday, O'Neill eats the shit. Friday, Darla shits in the house and eats it. Saturday, the NFK has shit on his hand and opens the fridge. Sunday, we rest. Maureen says, hey, how do you step in her poo when you knew what she'd done? No, I walked into the room and I'm now standing in the exact spot where the fudge swirl is. And I haven't looked down yet. And then I go, what? And then I look down and I'm in shit. C-Bear says, Sunday the sermon was on shit, LOL. Supercell says, your life, but he wrote your love. Your love sounds like one big porta potty. Maize and Blue, Monday, plunger hands. Would you rather sit on dick, it reads, and eat cake, or eat dick and sit on cake? I think I'd rather eat dick. No, no, because if I eat dick and sit on cake, those are both things that I don't want to do. I take it back. I don't want to sit on the cake. I'd want to eat the dick. Yeah, I think I'll eat dick and sit on cake. Tyler says, Easy Show is now called The Shit Show with Eric Zane. Pretty much. Pretty much. All right, yesterday was a Big Fraud Wednesday, and we did Who Are These Zanes? We featured some material from 2002 and some material from early 2001. June of 2002 and February of 2001. From Knoxville, 2001, New Jersey, 2002. It was a good time. A lot of highlights. A lot of overlaughing by me. Oh, my God. You would think that when you were in broadcasting school, that they would kind of go over just how it sounds. Because, honestly, I think that the style of what I did in broadcasting, I think I continued to do it well into my 30s. And that's not saying much. Because of the fact that, you know, if you start this when you're 15, 16, because you're lucky enough to have a high school radio station, you should have a, it shouldn't be as long of a learning curve as what I experienced. I don't think I ever really started talking on the radio normally, like a human being, until just a handful of years ago. Jeremy says, speaking of early audio, do you have the Stuttering John interview? I bet Carl from WATP would love it. That was, I don't know who did the, who did that one. Was it Kurt Busch? It might have been Kurt Busch. If I stumble upon it, I will pass it along to Carl. That was, he was doing publicity for his book, Easy for You to Say. You're right. That would be a cool thing to get Carl. I'll definitely remember that. All right. So we got that all taken care of yesterday. It was a great time. I think we got to a point, though. I think I need to be more careful about the audio that I pull for Who Are These Zanes, because we're pretty sure that I pulled some audio that we had already reviewed before at one point. This is only the 47th edition of Who Are These Zanes. But Patrick, who listens to every second of everything that I publish on Patreon, he says, I think you did this before. I'm like, uh-oh. Well, that's not good. Holy shit. All right. I just published on Facebook an interview I did with the folks from King's Room Barbershop, Andy and Colleen, and the daughter of the guy who started King's Room Barbershop. The guy who started King's Room Barbershop is no longer with us. And this is the 50th anniversary of King's Room Barbershop. So all this week, they are celebrating that. So I sat down for this interview with Joe Booker's daughter, Michelle. Her dad was the one who started King's Room. And, of course, Andy and Colleen. And so I published that. If you want to check that out, it's the history of King's Room Barbershop. So this guy, Joe Booker, way back in the day, he was cutting people's hair. All right. And then he decided to open up King's Room Barbershop because he said, I want to cut people and make their hair look like they're a king. So that's it. And then Andy here, you see him in the video. He had learned to cut hair, and he didn't even, I think he was in kind of like a slacker portion of his life. And he didn't want to get a job, but his folks were like, you got to go get a job, you fucking loser.
Booker.
So just to keep his parents happy, he went and applied.
Well, it's the 50-year anniversary of King's Room Barbershop, the week of July 8th, which is...
I don't know why I was playing that audio while I was talking to you. So there's Andy. To his right is his lovely wife, Colleen. To her right is Michelle. The guy in the background is Joe Booker. He had just a barbershop with one chair, and then he decided to expand. Andy gets a job with them. Finally, Joe starts settling down. He goes, hey, I want you to buy this off of me. And Andy says, all right, the rest is history. So now he's in charge. They're celebrating 50 years. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop for being on board with this show. All right. Enough of that. For those of you watching on Facebook, X, and YouTube, I'm going to kick you out. Thank you so much for being here to hear more about Kelly losing her shit on Reddit. The audio podcast of this show is available wherever you download podcasts. Now, I now publish every day when I do the free podcast, Act 1 and Act 2. Why? That's the number one thing. Why are you doing that? Well, honestly, it helps me with analytics. Okay? So that means when Coca-Cola says, hey, we need a show. Well, if I'm averaging 5,000 listens a day, if I break the show up into two parts, now I'm averaging 10,000 listens a day. It's smoke and mirrors. It's a way for me to show that more people are listening, but not really. And that's the 100% reason why I'm doing that. It helps me. It helps me when it comes to getting advertisers on the show. I feel a little sheepish about that, but it is a trick. And I'm being completely honest with you. That's because I always have. That's why I'm doing it. Amanda, of course, was like, hey, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. I don't like it. Why? Oh, because then the one ends and I have to start the next one. Yeah, that's not that big of a deal. Everybody in the Zoom is like, yeah, it doesn't matter. It's just you start with one, and then when you're done with Act 1, you click Act 2. What the fuck is a big deal? Yeah, things are different. I don't like stuff. Amazing Blue says most of those are overlap with the same content. I don't know what you mean by that. Amanda was the one. I remember there was a time when I started to really sell the podcast and get sponsors on regularly, which is the biggest thing I do to make money. There's a lot of different things I do to make money, but that is the biggest one. Amanda was the one who publicly ran on the chat while I'm doing the goddamn show and says, I don't like how the show is overrun with ads. It's too much. It's like, shut the fuck up. The fuck are you talking about? There's a perfect amount of ads. The perfect amount is the ones that pay me more. Kenny writes, Amanda, quote, I hate it because one ends and then the next one automatically started. It was annoying. Hey. Tophus adds, I had a threesome, one in my ass. Things are hard. Hey. All right, I can't do any more of that voice because it hurts me. Megan adds, Darla looks worried. All right, so Facebook, X, and YouTube, you're out of here. There you go. That's Act 1 of today's July 11th Eric Zane Show podcast. Act 2 immediately follows this one. Thank you so much.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at CedarPoint.com.